As President Bush gets ready to take the oath for a second term, a key Republican has expressed doubts about the future of part of his domestic agenda, Social Security reform. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that could slow the drive to make changes in Social Security.
President Bush has called Social Security overhaul his highest domestic priority. But even before a concrete plan has been rolled out, it appears to be in serious trouble, and not just with Democrats. The president proposes and the Congress disposes, says Bill Thomas, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And in a speech 2 days before the inaugural, he warned that partisan warfare could quickly render an administration plan a dead horse. As supporters and opponents of the president's ideas gear up for the heaviest ad campaign since the struggle over the Clinton health care plan, the administration appears to be trying to avoid a collision, the White House saying that it has a lot of respect for Thomas and hopes to work with him. But it may be difficult to find common ground if the Bush proposal turns out to call for a future cut in benefits, as a recent White House memo has suggested, or an increase in payroll taxes to help finance private investment accounts for younger workers. In his speech yesterday before an audience assembled by the National Journal, Congressman Thomas suggested broadening the issue of Social Security overhaul, possibly replacing payroll taxes as the Social Security financing mechanism. Congressman Thomas's ideas, which could link the financing of Social Security with Medicare, are far from clear. What does seem clear is that he is anxious to avoid a partisan battle that might produce some Republican defections by kicking the can down the road for more study. As chairman of the committee that originates tax legislation and oversees Social Security, Congressman Thomas has a lot of clout. If he says that an administration proposal for overhauling Social Security could become a dead horse, he is in a position to make that happen. This is Daniel Shore.